Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
Okay, can I get, you know, it's game one, right? And I don't have the regular butterflies that I have before Leaf Plants. I'm a delusional, insane maniac fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'll just admit it. And I know that neither one of you guys feels the same way about the team as I do. And I can't even begin to express the way that my heart has been broken, the way that all our hearts have been broken, and never worse than against Montreal last year. Like, this left a stain, a big, deep, ugly stain. It left a bruise that is yet to heal.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah, there is some trepidation going into the playoffs this year. Here's the way I see it, okay? So I'll put it in terms that we can all understand, all having children, okay? So you got a child, and your child is entering high school, okay? That'll be not far for you, Parksy.
Right.
Okay? Got a child entering high school, and what you find is that your child, grade 9, doesn't do particularly well in class, and then bombs out in the exams, and then in grade 10, actually does really well during class, and gets good marks, doing well on the little tests and pop quizzes, and participates, but once the final exam comes, just absolutely bombs again. And this goes on and on. And let's say high school is 10 years long. Okay. In order for this to work.
I got you.
In order for this to work, your kid's got to fail a couple of times. Yeah. And the reason your kid fails is because they keep getting better and better during the school year. And they're right into it. But as soon as the final exam is put in front of them, they absolutely suck. And the last year, last spring, they were absolutely terrific during the school year. Man, they were good. And they got a 3 out of 100 on the final exam. Okay? Now as we sit here during this school year, the ninth high school year, you say to yourself, our kid had the best year he or she's ever had. The year was absolutely incredible. But I got to look back at every other year of this high school experience, and the same thing has happened. As soon as that final exam is presented, my kid folds up and loses their minds, and they suck. They're not very good at it. So what would I say as my child is leaving for school that day? I would say, I wish you well. I'm 100% behind you. I hope you ace the exam this year. But would I not be something of an incredible moron to think that my kid's getting a 92 on it?
Absolutely. You say the right thing to your kid, and then you say the truth to your wife.
Correct.
Right?
Our kid's a moron.
Right. Hey, kiddo, you can do it this time, right? You can do whatever you want. You can be anything you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to ace this because you have worked hard and you've done all the right things throughout the season.
And then under your breath, you say my kid's a numbskull.
He's done. Do we have any more money? You pay for an 11th year?
So that's kind of the way I feel.
I got you.
Right? And the final exam is being presented today. Today it's a long exam. It's anywhere from 8 to 14 days worth of exam.
As a guy that got questioned a lot about his intelligence growing up, here's what people always said to me. Prove me wrong. And I never could.
Yep.
Right?
You're talking to a guy who literally did fail a grade. I literally did. And you know what I did different than the next year? Nothing. I didn't change anything. Okay, I did not learn a lesson.
No, I hear you on that one, buddy. And I can tell you, I came mighty close a couple of times, Johnny.
Oh.
Grade 11, wow, that was a challenge.
And I think last year it all went sideways when Tavares got KO'd in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what, even though they went on 3-1, it felt like something's not right here.
But that's why you can't blame it on the Tavares, because they still won three games.
Yep.
Right? They lost that one and then won three, and you're like, okay, this is done. We're good to go here. And so that heartbreak, man, that's tough to overcome. But like your child, and let's face it, I spend a lot of time on Leafs Twitter. There are a lot of us totally delusional fans.
I've got a bunch of friends in my head I'm thinking of right now that are going to be going absolutely insane tonight.
But I will tell you, the one thing I'm not going to do is any of the little superstitious things that I know it's different for you guys, Johnny, you with basketball. But for me, I've had all kinds of things that I've done during the NFL, NHL playoffs that are just stupid, ridiculous, right? From rituals during the day to during the game. I'm not doing any of them this year. Like, they clearly don't work.
You're just going to enjoy the game for what it is.
Correct.
You're a different dude this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, because you know how wound up I am.
I can see the scars, mm-hmm. my man.
It is.
Because like I'll be honest with you, I honestly thought you're going to come in here decked out leaf-wise. You got nothing. You have nothing leaf on.
No.
Not a hat, not a toque, not a sweater, not a jersey, nothing. Correct. I'm like, this guy's coming in hot.
Let's say you're a guy and you've got some wealth, right? And you've got enough wealth that you've got a beautiful pool in your backyard and you live in a warm climate. Mm-hmm. And you have had 18 girlfriends in your adult life. And all 18 of them have ended up screwing the pool boy. Okay? Do you really think the 19th isn't going to? Like, you can convince yourself she's not going to screw the pool boy. But the first 18 did. I'm on my 18th pool boy here.
I know, and you see yourself, be smarter. Why didn't you fire him after the fourth woman slept with him?
Sure.
That's what we call a trend, brother.
brother.
Okay, I got some stuff about rituals, and let me ask you a question then. So you say you're not going to do anything. Let's just say, before we get into it, you walk into the kitchen to get yourself a hoagie, maybe a po' boy or some sort of snack, okay? And the Leafs score while you're in the kitchen. Does that factor into your game?
No, okay. Not now. It might have. It would have last year.
But now you're just going right back to the
man,
bench.
I'm so wounded from last year. I'm not kidding. I'm a wounded animal.
Is your scenario now that John now has to stay in the kitchen for the rest of the game?
Well, like sometimes you hear of people.
Are people that hardcore?
I would have done that.
Are you serious?
Oh, are you kidding?
So you, okay. You go get another sleeve of cookies.
Yes.
Pot one.
Yep.
You're sitting at the kitchen table.
I'm going back to get more cookies the time.
All right, so you don't have to stay in the kitchen.
No, a lot of times you go back to your couch. Do I think there are people that stay in the kitchen? Absolutely. But I think there are people that say, you know what, we need a goal. It's now the third period. I'm going back in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever turned your hats inside out as a rally hat?
No.
I have.
Well,
no. What a nerd.
Well, hey, again, I can't possibly hold anyone. Look, I understand fans of the Detroit Lions, for instance. Like, I got to tell you, I don't mock the Detroit Lions. Sure, you can mock the team sometimes, but the commitment to loving a team that has never been in a Super Bowl, and if all indications of the past are correct, never will be in a Super Bowl, barely get a sniff during the course of the Super Bowl era to even attend a Super Bowl. They had one. Remember they held one at Ford Field?
Yeah.
That, to me, is the kind of commitment I can understand. Because you know what? Can I tell you guys something? I just thought of this. This is just a little bon mot from our Toronto Maple Leafs. Our eldest daughter was born in December of 2003. The last time the Leafs won a playoff series, she was 6 months old.
Wow, ew. That's so gross.
Not quite 6 months. 4 months.
That's real perspective.
She's 4 months
really
old.
Is.
She's now in university.
Yeah, that's some perspective. That's a tough one. Well, here's some things that you know, if you do change your mind, the number one fan ritual is to wear the same clothes, hats, jerseys, outfits, etc.
No.
So whatever you wear tonight, you feel like you got to wear that game too. Okay?
No.
Never talk about winning or losing until the game is over. I get a little bit of that, especially if there's a shutout. You know what I mean? Someone will say something.
I would say never talk about winning. You can talk about losing all you want. And I'm the most negative. Oh, man, my mood swings are horrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible. My wife says, I really don't like you when the Leafs are in the playoffs. And I say, I totally understand. I don't like me either.
Do you ever watch it by yourself?
No, my wife watches most of them with me. I very rarely watch it myself.
Another ritual is to sit in the same seat or position.
I'm in the same seat regardless.
Yeah,
me
too. It's my spot.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is really interesting. Just don't watch the game. Sometimes, I will say, not so much for the Leafs, but for my kids' hockey games, I do sometimes, when the puck is in our end, if it's an important game, I'll turn and kind of make myself busy because I just can't watch.
No, that's a tough one. There's that investment of it being your child, obviously, right?
Right.
But no, I couldn't do that. I'm way too much of a masochist.
Yeah.
I eat the pain. I love the pain so much. I'd enjoy that, but I could not do it.
That's what you go to the kitchen for. You Agreed. Go and get pain.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wear a certain item in a certain way, kind of like you were saying there, Johnny, about like a rally cap. That seems to be more of a baseball thing.
Used to do that.
If you need a rally... Right, you wear the cap. Doesn't matter what sport it is.
Does your adult D-League do that, Johnny?
We've been known to do it in the bottom of the nine. Like, got to get a couple more ducks on the pond.
Hey, sure, you got to do what you got to do.
Do you guys do some of that wacky baseball stuff? Like, do you blow a bubble and then like stick it on the guy's hat when he's not doesn't know?
No.
Do you pie a guy in the face when he's getting interviewed?
No, we never put like fireworks in their cleats and light them underneath the bench. That never happens.
Do you eat Italian sandwiches during the game?
We haven't. What a no. Usually the food is waited for afterwards. But I'll tell you, if somebody brought a sopressata sandwich, I would eat it.
Real pros eat during the game.
You're right. That's why we're E.
14% of
only
people.
B and up get to eat during the game.
14% of people don't move or leave the room when things are going well.
I can see all of these diseased habits. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. How's this one? Change the channel for a few minutes if your team starts to lose. No. I've done that where I'm like, well, I'll just watch something else for 5 minutes. And when I go back, there's that half a second when you're flipping back and before your eyes can find the little score bug, you're like, maybe they tied it up. It's just exciting. No?
I like it, but I would never do that.
No, I couldn't.
I don't see why you... Well, no, I guess I, you I do, could, but I couldn't, do, I couldn't it. Do it.
Here's a couple questions for you, especially you, JD. Do you think your rituals help your team win?
No. Oh, have you been listening? Do you want me to repeat... Want me to repeat the my kids in high school?
Right, I know.
No. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's why it's so insane. I've got like one of those flags, you know, you put in the back window of your vehicle, like in the passenger, like the rear row.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing, not because I'm embarrassed. We live in Toronto. There's tons of us. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing any of the things that I have previously done because none of them work.
Well, that's an idea then, right? If it doesn't work, do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so your different is just watching the game.
Like hiring a new pool boy.
Right.
I got to hire a new pool boy today.
Do you think teams can be cursed for long periods of time? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
Wow, you know what? I think you can make curses. I think there's a certain curse about playing here in Toronto. I think it does, to a certain extent, have to do with this market. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with the fans. I think it has to do, and I'm one of them. Like I'll take my responsibility in that. That I think, and people say it all the time. I do agree with this to a certain extent. I think that guys on most NHL teams, although they may not even admit it, especially the ones who are from here, which is a pretty big bulk of players who are from Ontario, that when they come and play the Leafs on a Saturday night, they play differently than they do against Arizona on a Tuesday.
Because totally
their cousins
agree.
Are there,
Absolutely.
Their brothers and sisters are there, and they put a little something extra into it. And the Leafs have to deal with that, right?
I totally agree with that.
I think we also, unfortunately... have a situation where we are, to our own detriment, the most forgiving fans. I laugh when I hear people talk about how tough a market it is. You've got to be kidding me.
Mm.
It's the easiest market, and that's the problem, because you will be forever forgiven. I heard one story about a Leaf getting chirped in public last summer, and it was Mitch Marner, and it was up north, and I heard it from a great source who was there. And I can't tell you how rare that is. So everyone on Twitter or everyone and their buddies are, this guy sucked or that guy sucked. Yeah. But when that guy shows up...
Oh, can I get a picture?
Exactly.
Totally. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, good luck to your team. My team, too. Listen, of course, I'm just teasing you. Want them to win. Looking forward to it. It's all ahead of you, buddy.
Well, you may or may not see me tomorrow morning. Perfect tune to play as we introduce Eric, who is in the train game himself. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Were you on the crazy train all night?
Yeah, you got it.
What do you do aboard the trains?
We drive freight around.
Beautiful. Like, where were you?
We were in Vaughan.
Vaughan, and then where did you end up?
Just around the yard, so we're just servicing customers that were near the yard.
Got it. Pretty big yard over there?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Huge. Beautiful.
Got lots of cool graffiti on those trains, or what?
Oh, yeah. Some of it's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it like L.A. where people are busting into the cars and stealing all the Amazon products?
No, it's probably not that bad.
Nothing like that going on up there in Vaughan. Hey, it's a safe yard.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
The way we like it. All right, well, not too far to go from there to The Rose in Brampton, Billy Joel, The Stranger, Classic Albums Live. That'll be on the 19th of this month. And when we say this month, it is now May. So you'll be catching that show. Eric, Ryan Parker's got five questions for you. You'll have 40 seconds.
Yeah, best of luck to you, okay? Eric, if you can't think of the answer right away, don't waste too much time on it. Just say pass, and we'll come back to it if there is any time left, all right?
Yeah, right on.
Okay, and here we go. How many is two dozen?
24.
A bunt is a term for what sport? What sport would you say a bunt?
Football.
Which state is the Grand Canyon located in?
Arizona.
Daniel Craig, he played James Bond how many times?
Three.
Which bird has the largest wingspan?
Albatross.
Yes, sir. Good for you. All right. Every other one. Here we go. We got John back on.
Why doesn't waste any time, our man, Eric.
Lots of time on the clock. Very calm, cool, and collected
certainly
kind of guy.
He was.
You know?
Is the one up in Vaughan, Eric, is that a hump yard?
Yes, it is.
It
yeah.
is.
Dual hump.
Yeah, dual hump. Nice. Strong. He goes up and he comes back down. They got that whole thing figured out there, eh? Excellent, yeah. Eric. So, and what was Eric's score?
Eric went every other one, so we went 3 for 5.
Okay.
Got one, missed one. Finished up strong with question number 5.
Do it.
Let's go. How many is two dozen?
24.
A bunt is a term in what sport?
Baseball.
What state is the Grand Canyon located in?
Arizona.
Daniel Craig played James Bond how many times?
Five.
Ooh, good call. Which bird has the largest wingspan?
Vulture.
Albatross.
Is it the albatross? Wouldn't want one of them around your neck.
No, sir. You win, though. 4-2-3. Good call on the James Bond there.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. I thought the last one was decent. He does not survive that. Sorry about the spoiler. Classic Albums Live for you, Eric. Billy Joel, The Stranger. That's on the 19th at The Rose in Brampton.
Yeah, great.
7:30 tonight, the NHL playoffs start here in Toronto for the Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Do you know that Leaf fans, like in arena fans, drink more than any other fans in the NHL? And I think we all know why. We heard Tina say 55 years ago tonight, the Leafs last won the Stanley Cup. 55 years ago. So you would have to be... You start remembering, you know, like, stuff happens that you can remember when you were, like, probably 5. So you'd have to be 60.
That's so gross. When you break it down like that, yeah. A 60-year-old.
To have really clear memories, I'm going to say probably 8, so that would be 63. Like, you lose if you're 33, right? Like, this is all, you don't even remember the early 90s. Early 90s.
You didn't have Dougie.
Okay, like for most reasonable people, you would think if you heard the way Toronto fans talk about the 93 and 94 teams that they won the Stanley Cup, right? You'd say, oh, yeah. I never stop hearing about this 93 team with this Doug Gilmore guy.
And they would if it wasn't for Carey Fraser.
So the Leafs, not surprisingly, we know the price is down there, too. The Leaf fan at the game drinks not only more... but pays a heck of a lot more. So the average number of drinks per game at the rink are 3.9 for the Leafs for like almost $60. $58.50 is the amount being spent. Now, when you go down the list and see the places where they don't drink so much, the New York, the tri-state area, big time. The Islanders, Devils, and Rangers all near the very, very bottom. But I also got to think when it comes to price, there's probably more like Pinot Grigios being sold in Toronto than there would be in like Detroit.
I agree with you there, 100%.
Right? Like the Detroit fan, you're talking probably a few Miller Lights.
Yep.
The Toronto fan is, do you have anything Australian?
Yeah, no. The only thing Australian Detroit is Foster's.
Yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah. So the Leaf fan spends almost $60, 3.9. Here's the interesting thing. You say, what's something we're better at than Tampa Bay? Well, drinking, but not by much. Tampa Bay's in third. They kill 3.7 drinks per game for a total of $44.
But the difference is they drink to celebrate. Yeah.
Well, can you imagine how many drinks Leaf fans would have on average during a Game 7 in the playoffs? Probably a dozen.
Sure.
Easy.
And probably 8 of those during the third period. I'm going to stay sober for the first and second. Oh, man. Man. The kids watch the Kardashians. And now Pete Davidson stepped in it again. This guy is just unreal. What a tool. What did you call it? The greatest cock block of all time, Parksy?
This move here is so beyond cold.
So apparently, and it's not confirmed yet, that Pete Davidson has tattooed the first letter of each of Kim Kardashian's kids on his neck. Now, first, so many questions here, but you start dating someone and, you know, the old man's kind of well known, but he's not in the scene anymore. And after a while, you say, you don't mind if I just tattoo the kids' names on my neck, do you? What do you think most reasonable people would respond to that with?
Bit early. Bit early.
I'd leave them off. Yeah.
Not your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Now, apparently, as of, like, pretty recently, he hasn't even met these kids.
Oh, God, this is what I'm talking. I despise everybody that we're talking about.
This
here.
Guy, oh, so do I. Like, let's just get the just nuts.
I'm no Kanye, you know, supporter. I hate the Kardashians, and I hate Pete Davidson.
You don't feel a need to come to Kanye's rescue.
Not at all. But in this particular case, I don't know why I'm so sensitive. Actually, I think I do know why I'm sensitive, because a little while ago, we were telling a story about, I believe it was a mountaineer, and him and these two mountain buddies went mountain climbing, and one of them died. And the best friend ended up marrying his best friend's wife.
Not long afterwards, either.
Right. A couple years later, they got married. And Johnny Garbutt said that he would be with my wife if I died. And he would raise my children.
I'll take care of them.
I think there's one obvious question just sitting right up there. Then.
Right.
How long into the relationship, Johnny, with Parker's now ex-wife, would it be before you tattooed Drew... Rory and Travis on your neck?
I'd actually not get them on my neck. I get Drew because they're four letters. I get Drew on my knuckles. I've got a special place for Drew. Then I would get a tattoo of a hockey stick and tattoo Rory's name on the blade because he's such a good hockey player. And Travis's would be in cursive on my forearm. How about that?
He's already thought about
it. Damn straight.
And the worst part is I was upset before thinking I'm dead and you're now in my bed. But now I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got my kids tattooed on your body.
Sure, because I want to get things that mean something to me on my body. And your kids' names mean something to me.
Well, you're the one taking them to hockey.
Well, I'm also the new dad, right? So that gives me, what, 90% right to get their names tattooed on my body?
Okay, so Ryan and his wife split. They divorce. Your marriage ends.
Yes.
And you end up with Ryan's wife.
Great. Okay? Yeah.
How long after your first date do you... ask the kids to call you dad?
We have a meeting, and I'm just like, hey, guys, just so you know, I'm a bit older. I'm an older dad. I'm coming in here, right? So let's just get down to it. Charlene, will you marry me? Think about it for a sec. Kids, I'm now daddy-o. That's it.
And I just...
Second meeting. Because they kind of know me already. I'm not coming in cold.
And every other weekend, I got to be here like, my other dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're still around.
Yeah. He buys us blizzards, right? You get to do all the fun stuff with him, right?
Which is what the Davidson moron gets to do right now. Well, when he meets them, that is.
It's not even fair.
Can you imagine? Like, I don't know that I would want to get anyone's name other than my children's tattooed on my body. Maybe, you know, wife, you understand that one. You're married. You've been together for some time. But is there anyone that thinks this is going to be a thing a year from now?
No, there's no chance they'll be together. This is why it's so cold. Because he's doing it just to taunt Kanye, who, by the way, I just saw on TikTok, even though I hate them, I did see he just flew from New York to L.A. to go pick up all the sex tapes that are out there still of his wife, his ex-wife. He went and retrieved them and then gave them to her. And then that night he's...
You are a Kanye defender. You are.
I do. I'm actually starting to feel for this guy.
Is that a good Mother's Day move to get back the sex tapes that your mom made?
Great Mother's Day.
And give it back?
Yeah. Right? I guess so.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, sometimes a Mother's Day action is as important as a Mother's Day gift.
Sure. Right.
I did something. I contributed to the family situation. Like, hey, I'll go to, for my wife, I'd say, hey, I'll go to Winnipeg.
Right. And
get you those sex tape.
Were you ever with Ray J?
And just so you know, Ryan, I would get your kids' tattoos on my arms and my knuckles and whatnot on Father's Day, of course.
Oh. You're a cold one, Garbutt. Maybe you're going to find that you're getting money back today, tax day.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear back about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is it that there's such a scramble? Because I don't think that there's many procrastinators as you might think if you're a procrastinator, because then you think everyone else is just like you, and they're not. But why is it that even people who don't procrastinate about anything else wait till like the last day when it comes to taxes?
Doesn't make sense. Because you know what? At least for me, it's such not a fun thing. It's such a nerdy thing. You know what I mean? It's just numbers and stuff. It's not fun.
I don't think there are many people who really look forward to it.
Johnny Garbutt is always first man in the pool.
Yeah, as soon as the T4s come out, it gets done. Usually mid-February.
Really, oh, Johnny?
Yeah, but that's not me. That is so my wife. Yeah. I have nothing to do with it. Here's my T4. It gets done and done.
So you're way ahead of this curve.
Oh, so ahead. Like, to the point where Ryan said, hey, do you know May 1st is tax? I'm like, what?
Do
like,
you convince
why am I doing it in February?
Do you convince yourself that you're actually getting money back? Like, as if it was a clean slate to begin with. I've given no money.
Mm-hmm.
They're just giving me money.
I know. I feel like I'm getting something back because I've done it so early, and I'm taking something off their plate. But don't worry. I'm not going to be one of those people that come in hot and heavy on May 1st.
So you're a guy who wakes up in the morning and says, yeah, what can I do for the federal government today?
I'm going to do my taxes a month and a half early, get it in good. They'll be like, Johnny Garbutt, throw $200 extra.
Are you a little bit mad, though? Yeah. Because now, let's just say people are getting money back now, and yours is already gone and spent.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so totally gone.
I wonder. I'm sure they put that on your file, right? Mm. Hey, this guy, every year he's ready early. Great guy.
Yeah.
If he's ever 10 grand in the hole, cut him some slack.
Yep. Yeah, early filer. Send him a couple of texts with a link that says, hey, this is a CRA. Kick here for $147 extra.
Yeah, no. I'm
sure they'll remember you, though, Johnny.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, you being such a good taxpayer, such a compliant taxpayer.
Well, I live by the motto, the government works for me.
Well, let's go with that one.
Do you fudge anything when you file your taxes?
I think it's a great time to admit that publicly.
No one's listening, Johnny. You must throw an extra kid in there or something. No?
Usually just something. Not the extra kid, because I feel like, you know, you could really figure that out pretty quick.
Why don't you claim the Kardashian kids? Pete Davidson did.
Right.
Ryan's kids' tattoos as like, you know. I don't know, but like we set up a home office this year. Like, can you write that off?
There's all kinds of stuff to do with working from home that is now available that wasn't.
Like, this is why it's so painfully hard to do.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're going to tell you that it's good for you. Somehow they're going to find a way to screw you. Let's face it, that's inevitable.
Yeah.
Like, you know where I got screwed over? And I think it's coming back is the kids' sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll screw you.
Oh, do they screw you hard?
You're sure they do.
They do it long and hard. And you know what the worst part is? You used to get a little of it, right? You got it, and then they took it away from you. Mm-hmm. Same with, remember the income split?
Hold on, you're telling me the government gave you something and then took it away.
Took it away. And guess what? Took it away not to my benefit. And income splitting. Remember that? The good old days?
You know why they're doing this to you, Rye? Because you're not an early filer.
That's
okay?
Right.
If you filed early, all this probably gone.
Wait, you get to income split because you filed?
Yes. I'm the guy.
He's a February filer.
That's it.
Just put all your cash offshore.
Yeah.
That appears
I've actually
to work.
Split my income 15 times. They let you do that if you file in February. You got screwed, bro.
Yeah, and then you just make up a couple new family members. A couple more dependents, Johnny.
Yeah. All my parents live with me, too.
How many dependents do you have on this year's return?
Six. Six!
Would they ever quiz you, like when you file, would they say, name your kids now?
Yeah. Olivia, Jack.
Get going. You got four more.
Dwayne Johnson, Hulk Hogan.
West, Chicago.
Yeah.
East. I think I got a couple down south. Down Mexico way. So the Leafs are favored tonight to win game one of their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yay or nay?
Oh, man.
Oh, John, were you laughing?
Yeah, he was.
You were. You're laughing.
A little bit.
Oh.
Didn't they just get shelled 8-1 like a week ago?
Yeah, the same team they beat 6-2 2 weeks previous.
But, Johnny, you just got to get to the dance, buddy.
Oh, that's it?
Anything
All happen? Bets are off once the playoffs start?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
You and I might have been in net for the Leafs that night, Johnny.
Listen, I want them to win. Wait, I care.
Oh,
about,
no, you don't.
No, I care about. I care about all the Leaf fans. I want them to be as happy as I was just a few years ago. So
oh,
yeah,
now
let's
he's
go.
Gonna start digging it in, right?
No, politician.
Oh, sorry, sorry. What year are you talking about?
2019.
And what happened then?
We won the championship.
We
did. Yes.
How many minutes did you get?
Oh, hold on. Are you telling me that my will for my team did not propel them onto becoming a champion?
I think that's exactly what we're telling you.
I disagree.
I got a question for you.
My will is everything.
You mentioned earlier about in the NHL fan base, Toronto Maple Leaf fans drink the most during the game.
Correct.
At 3.9 drinks.
And not surprisingly, because it's the most expensive beverages, spend the most money on them.
Of course.
Before,
well.
Before you move on, so 3.9 per person, right?
Yes.
So if you see a kid in the crowd, somebody's killing seven?
Yes.
Correct.
I love it.
On average.
There's going to be people there who don't drink
right.
as at all. So 3.9 beverages per game, that's pretty hefty consumption because you're right. You do have to average that out. Plus, you'll also see, and this is one of the things that changes to a certain extent during the playoffs, is the people in the rich seats will actually be there sitting down for the second and third periods. Yeah. You don't see that during the regular season because they're back, you know, killing a bottle of expensive wine in their little cubbyhole under the stands.
So my question is this, which is higher, drunk, alcohol consumed on average per Leaf at 3.9?
Not per Leaf. That would be
per Leaf, yeah. Maybe that should be. Maybe that's what you should. Per Leaf fan. Or goals scored by Tampa Bay in the first.
Wow. Oh,
because.
You turncoats, both of you.
I listen. I remember a couple years ago, all hyped up all day long, right? We're like Leaf game. Everyone, what are you wearing? What are you drinking? Where are you watching it? All that kind of stuff. And within the first shift, zing! Right over Freddie's shoulder.
You say Pete Davidson's cold. You are cold, dude.
I'd also like to point out that that was a bigger troll job than me laughing a little bit at the line today.
This is like right now, because you know how huge a Leaf fan I am and the disappointments I've lived with, like all of us have, through our lives. 55 years ago today, they won their...
Congrats, by the way.
They won their last Stanley Cup, okay? So what you're doing right now is, like, you're going to visit a buddy in the hospital, and I happen to be that buddy, and I'm on my 9th heart attack, right? I've just had number 9, and you're bringing up the first 8.
I know.
Remember heart attack 4? Man, I laughed.
I should be pulling the plug.
Yeah, while I'm killing a poutine talking to you beside your bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, Johnny's got your wife next to him, too.
Hey, it's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new beginning.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.